we do random dance outbreaks and just to kind of like keep the blood flowing and keep the energy highs.
I'm with production manager Erica Wright on the shop floor of Onyx Spirits. The East Hartford liquor manufacturer makes handcrafted Prohibition-era moonshine. Wright supervises employees with developmental disabilities trained by Mark, a Manchester not-for-profit chapter of ARC, a national advocacy group for people with disabilities such as autism, Down syndrome, and Fragile X. Mark places workers at companies across Connecticut, including Bob's Discount Furniture, Gerber Scientific, and McDonald's franchises.
They bring so much energy every single day. They motivate me to move faster and to work harder to make sure that they have enough work. Actually, one of my favorite things to do is we have one of our Mark employees, his name's Michael. He does not like any like emotion or affection or anything like that. So pretty much once a day I find a random Celine Dion song that's rather moving and I sing the whole thing to him. Really embarrass him quite a bit. Yeah, he laughs.
Michael Laurel admits that it's nice having a boss who sings to him. He's been with Mark since graduating from high school 7 years ago and has worked at other companies before joining Onyx this past summer.
The people are more nicer here and they treat me much better than my other bosses ever did. I don't think you should work for people that are mean to you.
Arel lives with his parents and says he's happy to be able to buy what he wants with his own earnings. His co-worker, Allison Cornelius, says coming here is the best part of her day.
I love working here. It's my best job ever. I hope they will keep me here forever.
Cornelius, Arel, and other Mark workers are dropped off and picked up after work 4 days a week, along with job coach Jose Cruz.
We dust the bottles, we rinse the bottles, then we fill the bottles with the moonshine, and then we inspect them, and then one of our people corks it, and then another person lines it up. So each individual thing has its own different price pay. We can do up to about 750 bottles a day.
Onyx expects to sell 60,000 bottles by year end. Co-founder Adam Vaughn Goodkin says it's far more cost-effective to pay per unit of work than to fully automate the bottling process, which could cost anywhere from $200,000 to $500,000. But the benefits, he says, are not just financial.
For a startup, it makes it very affordable and attractive for us because we're able to operate and get the product out the door for less, and they work on helping us achieve our goals. And at the same time, we absolutely love the fact that we're giving them an opportunity to work.
To date, Mark has placed more than 2,000 people with companies across the state. Marketing Director Kevin Zingler wants more hiring managers to step forward.
We always hope that companies will think of people with disabilities to get hired and be on their payroll or to be a part of their teams. We found that there's just a great partnership that develops within the community and enables people to grow both professionally and personally, both from the company side and from their employee side.
Seeing people, not disabilities, is Mark's philosophy. Onyx says the employees bring energy and a joyful spirit to the company. Although everyday tasks are not always easy for these workers, as Olympic figure skater Scott Hamilton said, the only disability in life is a bad attitude. Sujata Srinivasan, WNPR News.